Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
We'll get back to more NFL later on in the show, but the SEC tournament as well as other conference tournaments are going on. We're trying to preview as many as we can this week leading up to Selection Sunday. Nashville, Tennessee is where the SEC tournament will be. And again, you're seeing teams like Alabama, one of the top teams in the country. Tennessee is a very good team, but they lost to Guy Ziegler. You have Kentucky that has been up and down. So a lot of storylines in the SEC. Adam Spencer joins us from Saturday Down South, one of the great websites that covers SEC sports, as he joins us here on Sports Map Radio. Talk about the SEC tournament. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for joining us. Let's get to the depth of this conference. We talk about Alabama and Tennessee, but as far as how deep it goes in terms of quality teams, how good or bad has this season been for the SEC as a whole?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I don't think that we are going to have the answer to that until after the NCAA tournament, frankly. I mean, you know, the obviously Alabama is one of the best teams in the country, but, you know, they have some not so great stuff happening off the court. You know, Tennessee was a top team, but obviously just lost to Guy Ziegler. You know, Mizzou has been a fun team. Texas A&M has been a surprise after struggling a bit in non-conference play to have, you know, this sort of season just speaks a lot to Buzz Williams. And Kentucky, you know, started out as kind of a mess, but sort of pulled it together down the stretch. And I think, you know, if you go back 2 months, I think people would be surprised that Kentucky was the number three seed in the tournament. So,
yeah,
you know, it's been a fun year. It's been an unpredictable year, but I don't know if we'll have, like, if it was a good year or a bad year until they are able to prove themselves against the rest of the country in the March Madness bracket.
Let's start with the top team, and that's Alabama, and of course Brandon Miller. There's the controversy Brandon Miller, but there's the NBA potential Brandon Miller. Is that what else does Alabama do around him? What are some of the key players around him, and what is the style of Crimson Tide basketball?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is an Alabama team that you really, if you want to see if they win games or lose games, the number you got to look at is their turnovers. You know, if Jaden Bradley, Javon Quinterly, Mark Sears, if those guys are taking care of the ball, you know, there's not a lot of teams that can beat Alabama. In fact, I don't know if when they're taking care of the ball the way they need to, I don't think there's any team in the country that can beat Alabama. You know, but sometimes, you know, sometimes Javon Quinterly is electric as he is off the bench. Sometimes he'll have some of these, you know, seven turnover games. Same thing with Jaden Bradley. You know, he's a freshman, so while he's been really good and you know, has done a good job at times, he still makes some freshman mistakes every now and then. So, you know, that's the number that you look at. You know, if the backcourt is taking care of the ball, then Alabama is almost unbeatable. So, you know, when you and we all know that guards win in March, so you know that's just something to keep an eye on moving forward.
Kentucky's had a roller coaster year. Sometimes we love them, and then sometimes we wonder where they're at. But overall, what is John Calipari doing, and how is he going into this tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the key to this team is health in the backcourt. You know, they're dealing with some injuries at their point guard position too, just like Tennessee. Fortunately for John Calipari and company, it's not as serious as Ziegler's torn ACL. You know, Sabir Wheeler had surgery recently, but all indications are he's not done for the year. And Kayson Wallace, I would expect him to make an appearance. I think he'll probably be ready by Friday, but you know, we'll see about that. But I would certainly expect him to be ready to go for the NCAA tournament. So, you know, that's the key to Kentucky, is just figuring out, you know, which of those guys they're going to get back in time for Friday's quarterfinals or just the March Madness bracket in general, because you've got to have those guys to win. As good of a job as John Calipari has done to sort of right the ship in recent weeks, if you are without a true point guard down the stretch, then you're kind of a ship without a paddle.
Speaking of guards, Zakai Ziegler out for the Tennessee Volunteers. They have been a team that has been close to the top, bounced a little bit in the top 10. Without him, what does it mean for the Volunteers? What does it mean for Rick Barnes?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to need to find some sort of stability at the point guard position in a hurry. You know, if that's Vescovi bringing the ball up more, if that's you know, Josiah Jordan-James playing more of a point forward role, you know, they got to figure that out soon, because they don't have any leeway here. You know, they've got until Friday, and then they've got to be ready to roll. So that's going to be interesting to see how that sort of plays out. This is not the time that you want to be dealing with a loss to your point guard and your spark plug. So you know, that's just a really, really tough blow for the Vols, and I'm not sure that they can overcome it.
I was talking about this yesterday with these conference tournaments. What I find interesting about them is, you know, when you get to the NCAA tournament, you can face a team you've never seen before in the history of your program. But when you get to these conference tournaments, you are talking about familiarity. That being said, here's Vanderbilt. They beat Tennessee. They beat Kentucky. Jerry Stackhouse, how confident are the Commodores that in the middle pack, they might be able to make something happen?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a team that I would not want to see on the bracket if I was an SEC team. So, you know, I think that you know, it's a really tough draw for Kentucky to potentially have their first game in Nashville be against Vanderbilt, the home team de facto, and you know, with them dealing with injuries, and you know, Vanderbilt just recently beat Kentucky too. So that's a tough draw, and I really think that it wouldn't be too much of a surprise to see Vanderbilt advance all the way to the semifinals on Saturday. And yeah, then we're talking about a potential bubble case for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, they've won like 7 of 8 or something like that towards the end of the season. I mean, they've been kind of rolling pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Liam Robbins has been dominant,
yeah.
and you know, they've taken on the personality of their coach. You know, they're not scared of anybody. You know, they'll take on all comers. So, you know, it's been a fun team to watch. And, you know, that's more than we could say about Vanderbilt basketball for the last few years.
What has plagued Auburn? They have been considered one of the top teams at the beginning of the season, really been stumbling lately down the stretch. What happened to Bruce Pearl's teams? Was it injuries? Was it something else?
I think it's just, you know, they're not shooting the three this year the way that they have in the past. And, you know, they've Bruce Pearl likes to let his guys do some run and gun stuff, but, you know, they're not scoring the way that they have, that some of the better Auburn teams have scored in years past. So, you know, I just think that if they get hot from three, they can win. But, you know, I think that they won a must win game against Tennessee on Saturday. I think that really, now I think they just need to beat Arkansas, and then they're solidly in the NCAA tournament field. But that should be the game of the week, because Arkansas needs that one too to get into the field.
Buzz Williams in Texas A&M. You mentioned it early. This was a team that was rising and rising and rising, and you can't wait. All right, here they are. They cracked into the top 25, and they just kept on winning. The style of play of the Aggies, I know they got Wade Taylor, but again, I like Buzz Williams a lot. Tell me what he's got there in College Station.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with Wade Taylor. He's you know, he's not the biggest guy, but you know, he's fearless. He can score at all three levels. You know, then they have a couple of big guys, Henry Coleman and Julius Marble. They're not the most consistent players, but, you know, either one of them can have a good night on any given night, and that really helps this team. You know, I think that they have some real winners. Tyrese Radford, like, he just knows how to play winning basketball. You know, if that involves scoring 20 points, he'll score 20 points. If that involves, you know, getting 8 assists, he can get 8 assists. If the Aggies need somebody to grab 10 rebounds, he can do that too. Like, he's just a do-it-all player. He's another guy who, like Wade Taylor, who's just not the biggest guy, but they play bigger than their size. And I think that that's a lot to do with Buzz Williams' coaching. So, I mean, I think he's just done such a great job this year and deserves all the credit in the world.
It's going to be a wild time in Nashville for the Southeast Conference Tournament that is going on this week, starting tonight. Really appreciate your time, Adam. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Adam Spencer, Saturday Down South, are good friends on that website. Good stuff if you follow, especially SEC football, really good. But as we've been mentioning, and I've said, SEC basketball has been really coming along over the last decade and a half or so, really starting to make a presence felt. Some good teams. Alabama is national championship good. Texas A&M could be a fun team to watch in the tournament. You never want to sleep on Kentucky. There's a dial that John Calipari can turn, and, it, you know, yes, they can lose to St. Peter's, but they can also be an 8 seed and make it all the way to the finals like they did in 2014, where they were, I mean, should have never been an 8 seed, should have been higher than that. But nevertheless, they got an 8 seed and they went through and just ripped their region and beat Louisville. They beat Michigan. They beat Wichita State en route to the finals, where they lost to UConn. But again, you never know with Kentucky. They're a wild card. And Tennessee, they better find a guard. Like I said, Zakai Ziegler out with that torn ACL. But they've got a lot of solid players. And Rick Barnes, right now, 5 seed in the SEC tournament, they could win it all as well. But watch out for Jerry Stackhouse and what he's doing at Vanderbilt. If you're watching this tournament carefully, they are putting on some victories, especially beating Kentucky. They beat Tennessee. They have won 7, 8 of their last 9 games. Watch out for the Commodores.